Aerosint 3D prints multi-metal cubes and complex parts. Belgian-based 3D printing company Aerosint recently announced that it has accomplished something that previously eluded designers and engineers of metal additive manufacturing systems, successfully printing small objects as well as a complex part from two different types of metals. Multi-metal 3D printing is now a reality. The company printed very simple dual metal objects in the form of small cubes. Apart from these simple geometric shapes, Aerosint also printed a more complex part, pictured above. The accomplishment stretches back to 2018, when the company announced that it was going to develop a multi-powder additive manufacturing system. Aerosint's original goal was to develop an additive manufacturing system that was capable of printing in any material, though it did specify interest in selective powder-based polymer sintering for industrial customers. 2 years later, these multi-metal 3D prints were made by Aerosint's Econity 3D MIDI Plus LPBF 3D printer. The printer has a special dual metal recoder made by Econity 3D, but it wasn't just added on at the last second. The dual metal recoder was part of a development partnership from the beginning of the project between Econity 3D and Aerosint. About the complex multi-metal 3D printed part. 174 layers at 40 microns per layer make up the complex part. The total build volume of the part is 55 millimeters in diameter and 6.9 millimeters in height. The first metal is called 316 liters from Carpenter additive with copper chromium zirconium, ChuCrZr, a copper alloy, made by TLS Technic. The total build time was 5 hours and 40 minutes. The small cubes were printed from copper chromium zirconium and steel. Aerosint refers to the new technology as multi-metal laser powder bed fusion and hopes it will open up new doors for practical applications in industrial settings. Bottom line. Aerosint has a few early adopters ready to test out the new multi-metal additive manufacturing system, with a few interesting target components in mind like cutting tools, rocket nozzles, heat exchangers and drill bit inserts. The company will continue to experiment with other material combinations, including titanium alloy, nitinol and stainless steel 316 liters. After new use cases develop with its partners, Aerosint plans to bring the Econity 3D MIDI Plus LPBF 3D printer to market with the multi-metal recoder.